Call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245. Liquid Ring is now available through the American Freedom Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back with the American Freedom Network, and this morning our special guest is Colonel Dan Marvin. And before we get to that, I'd like to sort of give you a little overview of my thoughts on what's going on in the world today. You know, we're heading into war with Iran. The people in charge of our government are intent upon plunging us into an expanded war, expanding the war in the Middle East. But, you know, there are a lot of unanswered questions. One of them would be, why would President Ahmadinejad of Iran have made the statement, Israel has to be wiped off the face of the earth? I mean, why would any rational individual say something like that? Because certainly President Ahmadinejad is a very, very intelligent individual. Whether you like him or not doesn't matter. He's an intelligent, articulate individual. And then, you'll remember about 2 months ago, he made the statement, now Iran has joined the nuclear club. We've been able to enrich uranium, and we've actually accomplished that goal. Now, why would he make that statement? That's sort of like waving a red flag in front of a bull, because what he does is draw attention to the danger of Iran developing nuclear weapons so that they can attack Israel. Nothing that is going on makes sense. Certainly, Iran could have made some concessions to get into negotiations, and even secretly gone ahead with what they're doing. I mean, nations lie all the time. But Iran didn't do that. No, we're going to reject the negotiations. We're not going to give up, our manufacturing of a nuclear weapon, or at least of enriching uranium, which we want for the nuclear power plant that the United States told them to go ahead and build and help them to begin working towards it back in 1976. This was our idea, that Iran go ahead and develop nuclear energy. President Ford encouraged him to do that, but nobody ever mentions that today. But so much of what is going on today, it's almost as if the leaders of Iran want to go to war with the United States, which really doesn't make sense if you stop and think of the terrible devastation it could bring to their country. And, of course, the leaders of America don't seem to be concerned that this could lead to terrible problems in our own country, because I'm firmly convinced that there are terrorist cells that have been here for many years. Our government knows all about them and has never tried to get rid of the dangerous ones. The unimportant ones, of course, they've infiltrated and they have agent provocateurs, but the really, really dangerous ones that can disrupt our society, they have left intact for many years. So you have to ask yourself, where are we going? Well, to understand where we're going, I think we have to understand where we came from, because as George Saliana has said, those who cannot remember history are condemned to repeat it. And Colonel Marvin played a very important role in the history of our nation and has written a wonderful book which we carry. It's called The Expendable Elite. And not only was he with the Special Forces and commanded the unit in Vietnam, but he also attended assassin school when he was working with the Special Forces, a Special Forces officer, where they talked about another issue, and I'm going to ask him to tell that story this morning, you know, about his knowledge of the CIA involvement in the assassination of President Kennedy. And why is that important? Because if they were able to kill the President of the United States and cover it up, are they covering up what happened on 9-1-1? And 9-1-1, of course, leads us to where we are today, and that is on the threshold of World War III. So we have to understand the past to understand the present. Colonel, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Dr. Stan, I just feel blessed every time that I have the opportunity to be on your program.
Well, we'll get you on as often as we can, because I think your message is so important, because you've lived part of this whole story personally. Why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself, Special Forces, you know, your Special Forces training, and that time when you'd actually volunteered for this special training in assassination.
I will. I think it's also very important that the listeners understand that the book you have now is the victory edition to Expendable Elite. And what it does is it tells the whole story about the lawsuit against me by my own men that was contrived by the Special Forces Association, and I'm certain in my mind paid for by the CIA, and how we were victorious in a court in Charleston, Virginia, a federal court with an 8-person jury, voted unanimously that neither I was not guilty of writing anything that was a lie in that book, nor was the publisher guilty of publishing anything like that. I volunteered for Special Forces training when the day that President Kennedy was killed. He was my hero in those days, and he was also the hero of all Green Berets. He's the one that actually authorized the wear of the Green Beret. And the day that he was killed, I was the adjutant out at the Yuma Proving Ground where we tested parachutes in Arizona, and I volunteered shortly after leading the memorial parade for President Kennedy. And that was, of course, in November, when he got killed.
1963, right.
1963, and by the end of December of 64, I was on the way to Fort Bragg, North Carolina. I started in training in January of 64, and there wasn't such a thing as an assassination course, Dr. Stan. It was assassination training within the Special Forces Officer Course. And it was in a wooden building, old barracks-type building, surrounded by razor-sharp wire with two guard dogs inside. It was top-secret instruction, and it was conducted by CIA instructors, not aided by Special Forces personnel, but was primary instruction was by the CIA. And they explained in detail the entire operation that killed our president. And at first, it really got to me. Here, I volunteered to be a Green Beret because our president was killed, and then to learn that the CIA was most likely intimately involved. And I say that most likely because they told the story, which they could have got from somebody else, from intelligence sources. But during a coffee break, one of the instructors said to the other, "Things did go pretty well in Dallas, didn't they?" Now, it was hard for me to take that any other way than they were involved.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Colonel Daniel Marvin and his book, The Expendable Elite, to carry. You'll want to get it and read it.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network has a growing list of videos available. We like to show people the good things about life in America. These videos depict great events, inspirational music, and very special people. If you couldn't be here to see them live, call 1-800-205-6245 for title and price information. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Here, our guest this morning, Colonel Dan Marvin, and of course he was in Special Forces training and was telling us about when he went to this special school. Would you like to pick up that story? I mean, they explained to you really what happened about the various teams that were there to make sure that President Kennedy was killed, and didn't they actually say that the reason that he was killed was because somehow he was an enemy of our nation? What was the justification?
I would say that the justification, now they did not specifically state that, but all that I could rationalize is why would our people kill our president unless he was a danger to this country? And by then, you know, after you're in Special Forces school, you get all pumped up with the rationale as to why you're there, why there has to be Green Berets, why they're asked to do illegal things against the Geneva Conventions and that, because they're all necessary to maintain a democracy that is the United States of America. During the instruction, they even went to the extent of saying that there was four mafia people, shooters, involved, two of them from the American mafia, which were, one was on the grassy knoll, and the other one was on the rooftop of the building that was was against the Texas Book Depository. And then the other two shooters were on the two different routes from where the president was hit to the hospitals. And if they had with them a spotter with high-power binoculars so they could determine whether or not, in their judgment, that the president could make it when he got to the hospital, and then they would shoot him again. I mean, that's basically how well planned and coordinated this whole thing was. But they didn't state a why, but I knew very shortly thereafter that the CIA was afraid of losing its covert operations. President Kennedy was going to cut that out completely. And also in the FBI, the two hit squads that they had there, he disbanded them. So the FBI and the CIA and the Department of Defense, that part of it that was dealing in covert operations, wanted to be able to do as they wanted to do, not as a president who was against them would stop.
And, of course, at another time, you actually talked to a member of the mafia in one of the major eastern cities who mentioned to you that he had been contacted by the CIA and asked to be involved in that?
Shortly after I graduated from the school, I had a number of top secret assignments, and one of them was to test new items for Special Forces at Natick Labs. I went up there with a Master Sergeant Joe Hill, and we stayed in a Holiday Inn right near the Natick Defense Laboratories there in Massachusetts, and Frank Sinatra just happened to be singing there. And when Sinatra is singing any place and there's any mafia around, you can almost be guaranteed that they're there. Well, somebody kept buying us drinks, and we didn't know who. Finally, I threatened the waiter to tell us or I'd break his arm, and he pointed to this gentleman sitting at a table not far from us in the typical, believe it or not, that you see in the movies, the blue pinstripe suit. And Joe Hill and I, now Joe is 6'4", weighed 240 pounds. He was like John Wayne. And I was a lot smaller and less heavy than that. And we went over and stood on either side of this fellow and asked him why he was sending drinks over the table. And he said, this is the only time in my life I've seen a captain, which I was, and a sergeant sit together and like they're enjoying each other's company. And I said, well, we're Green Berets. I said, we work together as teams. I said, there's never any doubt in Sergeant Hill's mind who's in charge. But if we got to dig a John, we dig it together, you know, or take turns, one or the other. So he invited us to sit down with him, and this happened three different nights. We met with him and sat with him and drank with him. Those are the days that I drank, and I haven't since 89. But this was in 64, the spring of 64. And the third time, he took us over to his father's house. Well, his father was the Don for that area, the Boston area. And we had a delicious filet mignon dinner, and then after the dinner, we sat down there, and the Don offered Joe Hill and I a job as a hit team for the mafia. He knew that we had training in assassination techniques. And then I asked him, after we refused that and we took a blood oath that we wouldn't give each other's names, at least until you were dead, I asked him, I said, and I won't mention his name yet, he is dead though, it will be in the new book, The Devious Elite. But anyway, he said that yes, the company, of course the company's the CIA, called me and asked me if I would take care of Kennedy a couple months before Dallas. And he said, I told him no. He says, we don't have no problems with the Kennedys in Massachusetts. Well, normally they didn't have problems. It was John F. Kennedy and Bob Kennedy that went turned against the mafia. And that's my firsthand knowledge of the association of the CIA and the mafia. Besides that, when we were taught in assassination techniques at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, in the spring of 1964, we were flat told that we would only be used overseas, that the people that they used in the United States was mafia types.
And, of course, the CIA used the mafia to kill people.
Oh, amen. They didn't do it themselves. They used other people.
And so they would say, we would never kill anybody. I tell you, you know, of course, they hire other people to do it. And believe me, it's still going on today. If you have any question about it, why Major General, Lieutenant General William Oden wrote a book titled Fixing Intelligence, came out in 2003. And since he can't tell you anything, he just asks questions like, I mean, should the mafia be assassinating people? Pardon me, should the CIA be assassinating people? So, you know, this is the sort of thing that...
He covered that pretty cool.
Yeah. And I think he's a patriot. I think he'd like to get out the information, but, you know, because he has all of his security clearances, he really can't do that.
Well, he probably signed a secrecy oath.
Right.
And I refused to do that. I just never would sign a secrecy oath because I knew that they could use me for, like, assassinations, terrorism, and sabotage, industrial sabotage. And then if I got caught, I would have to defend myself. There wouldn't be any government coming to help me out.
Sure.
So I just refuse to ever do that. It's just like about torture. You know, in the new book, The Devious Elite, we'll get into some detail on the training on torture. But we were trained to do whatever we had to do and decided to do on our own to make people talk. I used electricity in Vietnam. Whether it be men or even the four women agents that we caught and are told about in the book, I don't go into detail about using torture, but that's what we used, was electricity. My exo interrogated the men, and I interrogated the women that we caught because he didn't want to. He said, but these are women, sir. But they just killed one of my men's wives and child. So we used the methods that I felt were right, but that would not affect them permanently.
Well, I mean, the thing is, in war, you do terrible things.
Amen.
Because war is terrible. Those were the days before you were a Christian.
That's right. Many years before I was a Christian. It wasn't until 1984 that my daughter, Dana Lee, led me to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's when I started writing this book.
Well, that's when you started. Of course, nobody would publish the book. It took you many years. How long did it take you to get the book published?
13 years and 120 publishers.
Yeah. And, of course, the thing, ladies and gentlemen, is that publishers are not allowed to write this sort of book. I mean, I've been told by my friend Craig Roberts, who...
There you go. He's a good man.
His book, which we carry in the Medusa file, I mean, they've sent it to a dozen publishers, and he had an agent, and one of the heads of one of the major publishing houses said, Craig, I'd like to publish your book. I can't. They've got CIA people assigned here. You know, and if I publish your book, I'd lose my job. That's how they control the reality of the American people.
So
but anyway, you did get your book. Chris Milligan, who's our friend, published it, and that then began this personal attack on you in this effort to bankrupt you through a lawsuit. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yes. Because, you know, there's an unwritten code in the Green Berets, and I had a conversation, in fact, with General Yarborough before the trial and before he died, of course, and Rudy Gresham, who was his attorney, and Rudy... And these, by the way, the tapes on these were provided the jury and the judge at the trial, and Rudy Gresham left no doubt in our minds, in my mind, that I should be loyal first to Special Forces. It didn't matter what they did. Your loyalty goes to the Green Berets. Well, six of my own men sued me for $100,000 apiece for defamation of character, stating that my book, Expendable Elite, was all lies. In fact, the Secretary of the Special Forces Association wrote that it was 100% lies. They even attacked Martha Ray, the woman who we call Colonel Maggie and who every Green Beret loved. And they attacked her and called her illiterate in court because her foreword in my book, Expendable Elite, backed up what I wrote in that book.
Well, of course, they had to attack you so that every other Green Beret who wanted to tell the truth would be terrified, and you know, because, of course, they can destroy you economically.
That's right. Only one other Green Beret, now out of 10,000 members of the Green Beret Special Forces Association, only one has come forward. His name is Gerald Wilsey, a retired master sergeant, and he's willing to go with me to Congress, if we ever get somebody in Congress brave enough to call us before them, and testify as to what some of the things that Special Forces did. He was on one of the SATEM teams, the Special Atomic Demolition Munition teams, that where we carried an atomic bomb in the areas. Anyway, he was on that team. He's willing to go before the court, but nobody else is, because they're afraid that somebody like I was once, a Special Forces assassin or a mobster, will be sent to kill them for trying to tell the truth.
And this really goes on. I mean, anybody who doubts that is only, you know the story of Gary Webb, who, we're told, shot himself in the head twice because he wanted to make sure he was dead. You know,
oh, Lord,
how can anybody believe somebody's going to shoot themselves in the head twice? And yet, of course, this is he had written about the CIA and their involvement with drug smuggling. And, of course, the CIA works very closely with the Special Forces, don't they? And the Special Forces with the CIA?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, almost all top-secret operations were managed and directed by the Central Intelligence Agency. Supposedly, we were separated years before, but they maintain control over the secret operations. When I was talking, matter of fact, with Colonel Tuttle, when we deposed Colonel Tuttle, he's dead now too, for the trial, he admitted during the deposition that the orders came from the CIA.
Well, now, which orders were you specifically speaking of?
The orders for my independent operation in An Phu, Vietnam, what my book is all about.
Okay, fine. So, you know, basically you were stationed in Vietnam right along the Cambodian border. What did you have, about 10 men or so with you?
I had, at the most, I had 12 Americans. Normally, it's about 8. I was authorized 24, believe it or not, because we had a dual mission of not only border surveillance and interdiction into Cambodia itself, but we had the mission of advising the district chief.
And, of course, really, the Special Forces were very, very unique because they operate independently. They work in small teams of very highly trained, very well qualified men, you know, and superbly trained, and they can be extremely effective.
And they can do such wonderful things, Dr. Stan. One of the things that I'm really tremendously blessed with is that my memories of, especially my medics, the two medics that we had, 64,000 Buddhist wahaos in my area, not one doctor Those two medics trained midwives, 12 midwives. We built 8 maternity houses. They trained nurses. We set up a dispensary. And I'll continue.
We'll be back in just a moment with Colonel Dan Marvin. You want to get his book, The Expendable Elite. We carry the updated version right here at Radio Liberty.
I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval. With a state-of-the-art ventilation systems. Yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133. 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
Hi, this is Michael at KHNC Radio, and I'd like to stop for a moment and talk about Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. You know, those little things around the house, the yard, even the car, they can pile up and we can all fall behind. That's where Andy's comes in. They can help you with remodeling, plumbing, decks, floor tile, auto and home upholstery, woodworking, drywall, and painting, and so much more. Andy's done a lot of work for us here at the radio station and at home, so we can highly recommend them. That's Andy's Painting and Handyman Services at 815 37th Avenue Court in Greeley. You can call them at 970-576-5333. That's 970-576-5333. Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. Tell them KHNC sent you. And thanks.
All veterans, I'm speaking with Jamie LaRue of Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866. Jamie, what benefits help a vet buy a home?
The Veterans Administration has a no-down payment home loan programs for veterans, reservists, and enlisted personnel.
So veterans learn more about your benefits. Call Jamie at Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866.
Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Colonel Dan Marvin. Colonel Marvin, would you like to get out your telephone number or any information? Do you have a website where people can go? And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that Colonel Marvin, of course, came under personal attack because he dared to write the truth about what's going on and incurred tremendous expenses. And certainly we have, Barbara and I have, contributed to help them pay off their expenses, which are well over $150,000 or so. And you're talking about just people with limited resources, and they come under attack not only emotionally, but of course financially. And they're in the process of trying to pay off their lawyers, who did a great job, who actually were defend them and got a unanimous decision. But if any of you are moved to, and I hope some of you will be, to help Colonel Marvin, why? How can people get in touch with him?
You can go to www.expendableelite.com and go on that website, and it tells you all about the trial and the book and other books that Trine Day publishes. Plus, there's a part in that where we ask for donations from people who would like to help us. If you don't have a computer, you can call 1-800- 1-800-556-2012. That's 1-800-556-2012. And let me tell you, we'll appreciate anything from $5 on up to help us. Our debt was $152,000. We got it down to $89,000 as of this month. And the attorneys almost got fired from their respective organizations in Charleston, South Carolina, and Boston, Massachusetts, when they allowed us to go into the trial without the knowledge that we'll pay them off. That we agreed that we'd pay on a monthly basis after that, and we're both working our buns off now to pay those monthly rates.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you can help him, because Colonel Marvin's a dedicated patriot, and he's given a great deal for his country. And so, again, let's perhaps talk a little bit more about, your experiences, because you had so many experiences, and you're writing another book called, what is that?
The next book is The Devious Elite, 50 Years of Subterfuge, and it will contain every single item of covert operations that I've been involved in over a period of 50 years or have direct knowledge or have been fighting.
And, of course, did you get at all into the assassination of Martin Luther King there?
Yes, I do. In fact, that's what got me in trouble with Special Forces. In 1997... I provided evidence to William Pepper, who represented the King family in the trial in Memphis, Tennessee, where they found, the jury and the judge, found that our government was 70% responsible, they use the word complicit, in the murder of Dr. Martin Luther King.
It's the most amazing thing that they, because of the control of the media, they were able to totally block out any information about that trial. The average American has never heard that here a jury that heard the evidence came to the conclusion our government was complicit in the murder of Martin Luther King. Why,
have you
how
had
could that
Jim
possibly
Douglas?
Be?
Oh, excuse me.
Go ahead.
Have you had Jim Douglas on your program?
No, I haven't. I'd love to. If you could get me maybe off the air.
I will send that to you by email. The information, and I'll copy him on it. But Jim Douglas was there every day of that trial in Memphis, Tennessee, and he told me that at the beginning, now I may not word this exactly right, but the very first day of the trial, there were representatives from all kinds of media, and one by one they were called out. Somebody talked to them in the hallway, and they never came back.
Right. Of course, they can't let the American people know the truth of what happened to Kennedy, what happened to Martin Luther King, what happened to Bobby Kennedy. Why, they might even believe that we are not being told the truth about 9/11.
That's right. You know, if people out there listening to this program think that this is just something that happened in 1966 and then when Martin Luther King was murdered and Bobby Kennedy, right today, you know, back in, let me see what the year it was, or just a couple years ago when General Tommy Franks was in charge of the war in Iraq. I called him to let him know we were having a Support the Troops rally. This was in May of 2003, and that we were all for the troops, and I wondered if he had any serious problems in getting ready to go into that war, and he said he had to turn me over to his assistant, a lieutenant colonel, and I name it in articles that I've written, and it'll be in the book, The Devious Elite. And this lieutenant colonel told me point blank that the General Franks was disappointed because he could only get half the troops that he wanted to go into Iraq, that he needed twice as many because he had to be able to liberate. Once he liberated the city, he had to have somebody there to take care of the population. And the other thing that bothered him was that if maybe not even one of the advisors to Rumsfeld had ever seen combat. Now, the interesting thing is that after he retired, oh, by the way, there's an article, too, in a magazine called The Cigar Aficionado, where he says this: another terrorist attack causes our population to question our own constitution and to begin to militarize our country. He warned against the loss of democracy if there was another thing like 9/11. Then he retired, and he was given the plus job of organizing a Army museum, which has never existed, which surprised me, really. And he wrote a book, American Soldier. And in that book, he directly contradicts what I learned from his own aide in 2003.
In other words,
he
says
he got all the
along,
people he wanted.
He's going along to get along.
Absolutely. I tell you, unless you got the Lord on your side, and you know, like I do, that the Lord will protect me and my family. I mean, just think, that's what allows me to come out with the truth, and I don't worry about any assassins. I figure if they send an assassin from Boston to come here to get old Dangerous Dan, that he'll die in an automobile accident on the way here because the Lord will take care of him. My wife got a call one time from a lady named Jean McPheeters, who was the senior staffer for Congressman Matthew McHugh. This was in 1991, I think, thinking back. This will be in the book, The Devious Elite. And when she answered the phone, Jean McPheeters told her, "You can tell Colonel Marvin that he may not be afraid of anybody but Jesus Christ, but remind him that he's got grandchildren."
Sure. And, of course, the threats are there all the time to get people to be quiet.
Amen. Well, like when I tried, last time I tried to reach my exo, one of the ones that was there at the trial as a plaintiff. His wife answered the phone, and she said, "I can't let you talk to John or we'll lose our retirement pay."
Sure.
You can't lose your retirement pay. And, you know, to bring that up to date, if you want me to, Dr. Stan.
Go ahead.
I was invited by a church to go up into the Worcester, Massachusetts area. Spent 4 days up there talking on two radio stations and at a couple of assemblies. And during that time, I always mention this thing about Lieutenant Strait, and I'll get back after the break.
Okay, fine.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Colonel Dan Marvin, and he's been on the front lines of this battle, not only in combat in Vietnam, but after becoming a Christian, trying to expose some of the terrible things that have gone on, and the murder of Martin Luther King, which was a government operation, but they can't tell the American people that sort of thing. And it's not that there aren't some wonderful people working in our government, but there is a rogue element. There is a very dangerous group. I refer to them as the Brotherhood of Darkness, and they worship a different god. And these people are just plain evil. And they're using now the military and financial power of our government to bring about this one world government. But let's get back to Colonel Marvin and the message he has. Colonel, you go ahead and pick up the story where we got interrupted.
Okay. This was in late night in 2004. I was up in Massachusetts, and I kept mentioning about my call to try and reach John Strait and what his wife had said. And one of the men in the audience was a man named Sean O'Connell. And he told his dad about that, who's a retired full colonel.
We don't necessarily have to mention his name.
Okay, and that will be in the book, by the way.
Okay, fine.
And then he mentioned his uncle, which I won't name, which is the key to this whole story I'm telling you. And he said, you tell Colonel Marvin that he got upset that anybody would lie to my people and tell them they could lose their retirement pay. I'll write a letter on my letterhead, he said. You tell Colonel Marvin, send that letter to all of his men so they know the truth. I waited 2 months.
You can't lose your retirement.
No, you can't. I waited 2 months, and I hadn't got the letter, so I called the nephew, and he called his uncle, and his uncle told him this. He says, I don't want to even hear the name Marvin again. The meanest two CIA agents in the world are here in my area, and I'm not going to mess with this. That's just a year and a half ago.
Sure, and the thing is that they do have CIA agents stationed here in the United States.
Amen.
They do kill people. You have to understand what we're up against, and until we can get, you know, a government that is open till the media will tell the truth, you know, until we have enough people out here who are really concerned to stand up, why, we're going to lose this country if we don't have enough people who are willing to take a stand and expose this. And once the American people really understand what's going on, why, they no longer will be able to continue doing what they do. And once some of these people within the intelligence agencies are sent to prison for the rest of their lives or executed for the crimes they've committed, at that point, others are going to have to realize that they are no longer protected by the establishment or by the media, which always, of course, buries the people that they, you know, and buries the stories of the people who have been assassinated here in America.
Yeah,
anyway,
right.
Of course, the general just backed down. I mean, what happened to his courage? I mean, obviously, he is more afraid of those CIA agents than he is of the Lord.
Well, he definitely is not a Christian, where the nephew that tried to get the action for me is a born-again Christian.
Sure.
I tell you, unless you got the Lord Jesus Christ on your side and are part of his team, you should be worried.
That's
because we've got a government right now. You know, we got this is what I always say when I start out in a talk. We've got the best government in the world and the best military in the world, and we got some of the most evil people running it.
Amen to that. And our job is simply to expose them and try to make people understand that behind everything going on is this spiritual battle. It's as old as time.
That's it. That's why the Bible's are gone out of school, why you can't post the Ten Commandments unless it's in your own private home. They're trying to get God completely out of the United States of America. And ordinary citizens are the ones that can stop that from happening. All of you out there listening to this program, write your congressman or senator and ask him to call Colonel Marvin and Dennis David and Sergeant Wilsey into the Congress and tell them the truth, so the American people can know the truth about covert operations. Dennis David, you've had him on your program, right?
Yes, I have. And why don't you tell our listeners who he is and why his story is so important?
His story is probably as important as anybody in the world about the Kennedy assassination and the Pitzer matter, too, the man I was asked to kill. because Dennis David was there when Kennedy's body was brought in for the autopsy, and he was actually instructed by the FBI or the Secret Service, he didn't remember which it was, they gave him bullet fragments and told him not to ever tell anybody about that. He actually, standing next to Lieutenant Commander William Bruce Pitzer, saw the photographs, both moving pictures and still photographs, of the real Kennedy autopsy, and he's willing to go before Congress and say that. He's gone into on your station and said it. He's gone with the Assassination Records Review Board, and I think they destroyed what he said. I don't know that for a fact. But why aren't people interested in a man, and he's not going to live very much longer. We're all getting old.
Sure.
Why aren't they interested in him standing before Congress and telling them, I know for a fact that the Warren Commission was a lie?
Well, because that's why the Warren Commission sealed their records for 50 years,
yep.
Just like the 911 Commission sealed their records for 50 years,
yep.
Is they don't want the American people to know the truth. And if you don't understand the Kennedy assassination and how they covered that up by sealing the records, why you can't understand why the 911 Commission was allowed to seal the records on all the 1,200 testimonies they took. And they said, oh, we want to be so open with the American people, but we're going to seal all this testimony, and nobody will ever know what was in it.
It's a national disgrace.
Sure it is.
But it's the people that can make the difference.
Amen to that. And your job and my job, Colonel, is to try to reach them by the only means we still have, and that
Amen.
Is the miracle of radio and the Internet. But believe me, more and more people are waking up. That's what's so encouraging to me.
Well,
anyway,
so.
One more time, let's get out your telephone number and your website.
Okay, the website is You want me to wait until after
No,
the break?
Go ahead, because we're at the
www.expendableelite.com, and the telephone number is 1-800. I've got to get it. I don't have it.
Larry Adams here, always fighting chaos. I invite you to listen to my fun and informative shows Sunday afternoons at 2, often with fun and informative guests, reminding you to please support all of our sponsors and let them know you heard it here. And encourage others to advertise with 1360, the voice of the lion. I would love to meet with any potential advertisers and sponsors. See you Sunday afternoons at 2 for What Now with Larry Adams.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience some Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at Denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
Well, Dan, Colonel, let's get your telephone number and your webpage out one more time.
Okay, thank you, Doctor. It's 1-800-556-2012, and the website is www.expendableelite.com.
God bless you. We'll get you
God
back
bless
on here
you
again.
And the work that you fine folks do.
Thanks so very much.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I hope many of you will want to get Colonel Marvin's book. It is available, and Chris, this will help him, as, and Chris Milligan, who published the book as well. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. The book, The Expendable Elite, fascinating book, and understand, they cannot let the American people know the truth, because once they realize the media is controlled, that five mega corporations control 90 to 95% of the media, and there's just a very, very few places you can still get the truth. If you don't want to document that, we carry the book by Professor Ben Bagdakian, The New Media Monopoly, that goes into the five mega corporations that control what most people read, hear, and see. Well, certainly we want many of you to hopefully you'll contribute to Colonel Marvin's defense so he can pay off his bills and at least buy his book and read it. And then, of course, we want to remind you we're having our annual conference, Radio Liberty Conference, the 29th of October here in the Monterey Bay area. A beautiful area. We're going to have Constance Cumby and Chris Pinto, who made the DVD, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. So, you know, make your plans to come, and we're going to get special rates from one of the local hotels very, very close at hand, close to where we're going to have the conference. It's a great place, and I hope that you can come and bring your friends. That's the 29th of October. It's a Sunday. It's all day long. It's the only day we could get the conference room. Great time. But we have to know ahead of time we're serving lunch. So call us at 1-800-544-8927. I want to mention we are carrying emergency food, rations, things of that sort. And if you want to know more about it, you can just call us at our 800 number, and we'll send you a catalog on it. Everybody should have emergency supplies. We're moving into very difficult times as our government is doing everything they can to manipulate us into World War III. They know what they're doing. They're making preparations for the elite, but not for you. If you'd like to get the catalog, why, give us a call, and of course it'll be shipped directly to you from the packaging plant, which is ready to reserve resources, but give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, if you have not read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to, because it takes you into the spiritual forces behind what's going on. And if you have any question that there's another dimension, there truly are demonic forces in the world that can possess people, average people, or people at the highest levels of government. Why, you need to read a book that helped to change my life many years ago, Hostage to the Devil, written by Father Malachi Martin, a Jesuit priest, who, and we have a four-tape set of my interviews with Father Martin, but the book, Hostage to the Devil, is one of the most gripping books I've ever read. And we, of course, you can get that along with a four-tape set at a special reduced rate. And then, of course, we hope many of you want to get some of the other materials we have on the supernatural, the four-tape set, or the book with Joanna Michelson, who was a medium, and had those supernatural powers until she renounced them. Understand, we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men, the survival of Christian civilization. Please pray for America, pray for Radio Liberty. And until Monday, may the Lord be with you.
You're listening to the American Freedom Network, now on the World Wide Web at www.americanewsnet.com. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry